Chapter 7. Ping Pong Takes a Bath.
"Are you here for the Monday morning meeting?"
asked Ping, looking at the strangely dressed children who had just arrived. The four children wore raincoats with hoods, Wellington boots, and brightly coloured rubber gloves. Their faces were hidden behind masks and swimming goggles. Anna and Emmy Lou had also wrapped scarves around their faces for extra protection.
"No," replied Joe, "we're here to get rid of the stink."
Emmy Lou strode forward. She put a small stick in a holder in the middle of the table and took out a box of matches.
"What's that?" asked Pong.
"Incense," replied Emmy Lou politely. "It makes a really nice smell when you light it." She struck a match and lit the end of the stick. Ping scoffed.
"One little stick of incense won't get rid of this smell," he boasted.
"It's a start," she replied, as the smoke from the incense curled upward towards the smoke detectors that were built into the ceiling. Pong looked up.
"Uh-oh,"
he wheezed. Two things happened at once. The fire alarms went off and the sprinklers came on, spraying hundreds of jets of water everywhere in the room and instantly soaking everyone and everything in it. Anna opened her backpack to reveal her bumper bag of bath bombs. She took one and threw it towards the giant. It landed with a plop into the puddle of water that was forming on the floor, fizzed for a few seconds, then erupted into a thick lather of suds around the monster's ankles. The sweet smell of lavender drifted across the room.
"What do you think you're doing?"
yelled Ping.
"You're ruining everything!"
Anna lobbed a second bath bomb, which plopped into the water and fizzed into another big puff of fresh scented lather.
"Juniper Breeze!" growled Pong. "I hate Juniper Breeze!"
Emmy Lou laughed. She grabbed a handful of bath bombs and started hurling them at Ping Pong's feet.
"Cucumber Melon!" plop,
fizz. "Japanese cherry blossom," plop, fizz. The boys joined in too. "Mango twist," "sweet pea," "vanilla patchouli," plop, 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 fizz, fizz, fizz. In less than a minute, the giant was completely covered in thick, soapy, sweet-smelling suds. He tried to wash the suds out of his hair, but just made it run into his eyes. He staggered about blindly for a moment, then tripped over a chair and fell with a splash, face down on the floor. Ziggy grabbed Anna's bag, jumped onto the long boardroom table and dumped the remaining bath bombs, all 236 of them, onto the back of the soggy fallen giant.
"You little monsters," roared Ping. "What have you done to me?"
The four children dashed through the door and slammed it shut behind them. Through the glass walls and door of the meeting room, they watched as hundreds of bath bombs exploded, filling the whole room with scented suds. From the bottom of the glass to the top, they could see nothing but lather. 5 minutes later, two firefighters came charging up the stairwell. They ran straight into the meeting room and emerged a minute later with a dazed, barefoot and very sweet-smelling man in a suit.
I'm Mr. Meddles," said the man.
"We're supposed to be having a meeting. There's very important work to be done."
"That's the stink taken care of. Only the goblin to beat now," said Anna. She looked at Joe. "Are you ready for it?"
Oh, why does it have to be me?" said Joe.
"You're the bravest," said Emmy Lou.
"And the most annoying," Ziggy laughed,
patting his friend on the back, "when you want to be."